that's the end of the cases. We'll go back to, what's the case, first case we took under advisement?
10,011.
10,000?
11.
11. Okay. It's a subdivision we talked about.
Yeah. Not sure who took it under, I think, was it me who took it under advisement?
Yeah.
I have the one above that, 10,010, for that was tabled till the next meeting for road frontage and the outbuildings. You wanted to know about the acreage.
Yep. The reason I question that, I know that in the past we've had buildings in AR1s. People wanted to build without a dwelling on the property. I think what you're referring to is a temporary structure until a home can be built.
No, it's an accessory structure. Where's that?
Yeah, and I mean we have had hearings where accessory structures have to be approved by the board in order to be put on the property without a dwelling.
Right, as long as there's not going to be a dwelling within 6 months if it's under an acre.
Okay.
We've had quite a few that are under an acre and an AR1 or GR district where they don't have any intentions on putting a dwelling, and that's why they've had to come through us. But if it's an acre or more,
I looked at that section, and it says that if it's a minimum of 1 acre, it can be exempted if it's approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission. So lacking that, I think it's still held to that 6-month rule. And I know that occurs at Planning and Zoning because sometimes they'll subdivide a 100-acre farm, and there'll be a barn out in the North 40 or something, and the house is someplace else. And when they subdivide it, they end up with a barn on a piece of property. So in that kind of situation, they can approve that barn to stay, as long as they want. And I think Lawrence has the ability under the code now to also exempt them. But if he didn't do it on here, it's still bound by that 6-month rule.
So if you could investigate that.
Okay.
Okay. And that would apply to both 10,010
and
10,011 for that
property
with a barn on it. Because, I would suggest that we table this case 10,011 until we do find out, because he may just decide he wants to put a dwelling on there with a barn now.
Rich, right on that, because son did the same thing, and Lawrence did, Shane did the same thing for him. He had the acreage, but he still had to, Lawrence had to do that for him, which is right.
Okay.
Yeah, you can check that, but that is.
So, motion to table case number 10,011.
Second. And Randy moved and seconded to table 10,011 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. We have one other under advisement, which is 10,012.